You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so a little article came out yesterday, and Jer and I climbed all over this because it caught our attention. The question was, when it comes to relationships, which one of these statements is more accurate? Generally speaking, do opposites attract, or do birds of a feather flock together?
All right. Okay.
Silly.
Yeah.
So before we even dive into it, allow me to read a couple of notes.
What did we get?
That we got from people about this. Renee said, "Hi, boys. I heard that you were going to be talking about whether or not opposites attract. I have a strong opinion about this. I was always convinced that opposites are meant to be together. Then I married an opposite, and it was not good. We had really strong chemistry at first, but eventually all the areas where we didn't line up just became too much. I say, find someone just like you." Okay?
Okay.
That's from Renee. Here's a note from Jennifer. "I'm a strong believer in opposites attract. I was married to someone I agreed with on everything, and we had, like, everything in common. And after about 4 years, I was bored out of my mind. We split because we didn't surprise each other with anything that came out of our mouths. I'm dating now, and I really only enjoy going out with people who are so unlike me. It's refreshing. So I'm a big believer in opposites attract." That's from Jennifer. Two notes.
Two opposing
completely
views.
Completely different viewpoints.
And both very logical notes when it comes to this.
How do you feel about opposites?
No, you go first.
I'll go first. I don't care. I tend to feel that opposites attract initially.
Yes.
Because of the thrill of it.
That's where I stand. It's exciting, you know. It's something
yeah.
new. It feels forbidden is the word I keep going back to.
It
feels maybe a little naughty. You know, like if you're an accountant or something, and then you're attracted to, I don't know, like an extreme sports kind of guy or gal, you know, and you're kind of like, ooh, this feels naughty. This is not like me.
You know, there's the whole Jerry Maguire thing, you know, you complete me. So if somebody is maybe deficient, it's not the right word, but you know what I mean. If they're
lacking something
in one particular area, and then you meet someone who's exciting because they have that component of personality that you don't have.
Yes.
And I can see it. But over time, does that get to a place where once you get into a full-blown relationship, it might...
It wears off is what it, essentially. The lust and the excitement wears off, and then maybe you're stuck with this person that you just then essentially have nothing in common with at that point.
I think it might go from being exciting to being aggravating. I don't know. Look, the lines are already ringing.
Yeah,
we're
going
to take calls on this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. And we will start with Cassidy. Cassidy, good morning. Thanks for calling your boys. We appreciate you.
Good morning. This is my first time calling, so it's exciting.
Hey, welcome aboard.
We will be very gentle with you, okay?
Sounds good.
So what do you think? Do opposites attract or do they not?
So I think opposites do attract. I feel like when they're very similar, the relationship kind of dies after a while. There's no excitement left.
Well, you got to create your own excitement, too. I mean, you got to put work into the relationship no matter what side you're on, essentially. And, you know, I'm very much like my wife, and we've been together for basically 2 decades now. So we are making it work, and we're very similar.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'd agree with that.
But again, it comes
down to the people in the relationship, too, you know.
This is difficult because I don't live in your house with you and Nicole. From an outside perspective, I'm going to say you guys are not alike, but I think you have certain core things that you agree on.
The biggies, yeah, the core things.
The biggies you agree on.
There's little things here and there. You're not going to be 100% across the board. Similar
or... No, your personalities are pretty different.
To anybody.
I don't know if it's core important elements or what, but you kind of make the same argument that Jennifer made, that after a while there's just nothing that surprises you anymore. It's just bland, right?
Yes. Me and my fiance, they are complete opposites, and it works. I've dated guys where I've had very similar interests, and after a while, you just...
Give us an example. Give us an example of how you're opposite.
Well, so I am very outdoorsy, and he likes to stay in, so I've kind of been able to open him up to new places, to new adventures and everything. So it works because I like planning, so I get to plan all the trips in the relationship, and he likes to plan all the dinners, and so it kind of works in the relationship.
I'm all glad right. You called us, and when are you guys getting hitched? What's the big day?
July 16th.
Oh, well, soon.
Congratulations, and thanks for listening to your boys. We appreciate you, Cassidy.
Thank you.
See you later.
Now, playing devil's advocate.
I want to as well. I want to as well.
And everything is good because I talk him into doing things that I like.
Right, and she's outdoorsy, and at this point, he's still all ooey-gooey in love, and yes, he's doing the outdoorsy things to appease her and blah, 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 blah. Give it another 5 years, and he's going to be like, I'm not going out. I don't want to go outside. I'm sitting here on the couch.
Or she might be right. She completely opens his eyes to things that he just had never been exposed to before. So she's like a shepherd. She is shepherding,
come with
shepherding
me, my love.
Him into the outdoors.
Come outside.
Rudy, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for calling your boys in the morning.
Rudy. Hi. Good morning. Hey. How's it going?
Fine.
What do you think of opposites attracting, or do you need to be birds of a feather?
I think it helps if you're birds of a feather, but I think it might take some time with opposites attracting for them to work out, like me and my partner have.
Are you guys opposites, or are you more alike than you think?
No, we're very opposite. She's an anime rocker chick, and I'm a golf pro. So
that is two totally different worlds, Rudy.
That's very different.
Wow, but how are you making that work?
I mean, it was tough at first. Like, you know, after the honeymoon phase wore off, it was just we didn't have a whole lot in common. But I mean, you learn to grow with each other and. You know, change a little bit of who you are to, you know, become better people.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds like the most mature element of this is that you allow someone to help you evolve.
That's
because
beautiful.
Some people go kicking and screaming.
It's a beautiful moment.
Into evolution. But it's important
and
to
Rudy,
stay
and
alive and stay young.
I bet you guys enjoy making out with each other, too.
that part of it is. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, she is a good kisser. Jeremy,
yeah,
so.
She dresses up in that anime stuff.
Rudy.
No, we have a one-year-old, so that kind of kicked us into action.
Well, yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You better see eye to eye on a lot of things there. Rudy, thank you for listening, and thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, Rudy.
Appreciate you. I wanted to yell four, but I held back. Apparently, our listeners are in opposite camps, and yet they're all attracted to the same show.
Hey, look at that.
Right? Because we've been hearing different sides left and right. I've got a letter from Danielle that I want to read.
Okay.
But first, let's grab a call. Here's Katie on the phone. Katie, thanks for calling your boys in the morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, you as well.
You as well.
Thank you.
What do you think? Do opposites attract or do they not?
Okay, so I think it's a little bit of both. My husband and I have been together for 10 years, and we're similar in our beliefs, like religious beliefs, how we want to raise our two daughters, how we approach life. But then our interests are completely different. Like when we met, I had just gotten out of the Peace Corps, and he didn't even have a passport. And I said, okay, if this is going to work, you have to get a passport.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's a must.
I agree with you on that. It's something that Gretchen pointed out to me, and I've talked about it on the show a few times, is she said the most important thing in a couple is not that you like the same things. It's important that you dislike the same things. And I thought that was it was silly to me at first. And then as time went by, I saw this. You don't have to agree on everything, and you don't have to have the same hobbies and interests. But if you dislike certain situations or things...
Then it might just work out, huh?
Yeah, it makes it work. Well, that's Katie, where's your favorite place in your life you've ever traveled?
Morocco. I lived there for a few months. I've been back a couple times. The food is amazing, and it's got ocean, mountains, It's got everything. So
I love it. I love Australia. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. Jeremy.
Yeah, Australia, Morocco, tomato.
It's beautiful. Absolutely stunning.
Katie, I'm so glad you called. Have a terrific weekend, okay?
Thanks.
Bye, Katie. Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. So listen to this note from Danielle. Now, this is well thought out, and she's very articulate. I love this. She says, I wish people would just be honest. What's attracting you to an opposite at first is the sexual thrill.
Sure.
Nobody in history has gotten along long term with someone who approaches everything in life differently. There's something to be said for the comfort zone, and a total opposite will eventually just make you jumpy, always bracing for another conflict. Find someone who's pretty much like you, and you'll be happier longer.
Just go with the flow, essentially, yeah. Spot on with the sexual and the lust, man. I think
she's absolutely right.
100%.
Because
it's
exciting,
something different.
First,
and like
right?
I said earlier, it's forbidden. It feels naughty. I mean, we've talked about that a little bit on the show, and I think Nicole knows my stance. Like, if anything were to ever happen, mm-hmm. I would probably dabble with somebody different than how she is. Like, completely
different.
Is that
the way you refer to it? Dabbling?
Dabble, you know, out in the dating world. I'd want to just do something completely different for a little while, you know?
Okay, listen, I don't want to be mean.
Like, look at me, I'm attracted to Megan Fox like crazy. Total opposite of my wife.
Well, your wife is more attractive than Megan Fox.
Well, she's attractive and intelligent, great mom, blah, 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 which Megan Fox is just like a fling, essentially.
We're not going to be able to get to all the calls, so apologies to everybody who's on hold. We're not going to be able to grab every call, but I think we've pretty much determined that our listeners are half and half.
Yeah,
on this
we're
thing.
All over here. Yeah.
But what's funny to me, and I don't want this to come out wrong and be mean.
No, but it will be, so go ahead.
Okay. I absolutely adore Nicole.
Yes.
And she's incredible. However,
yes.
I can't deny there's a little piece of me, just a little piece, mm-hmm. 1%.
Just a little bit.
99% hopes that you two are together forever and have the happiest life, blah, blah, blah.
Thank
blah.
You.
1% of me wants you guys to split for one reason only.
Why?
Because I would get immense laughter and joy out of watching you in the dating world.
I would tear it up. I've said it multiple times.
I'd
be
would,
awesome
quote,
in the dating
tear
world.
It up.
I'd be out there tearing
you
it up.
Are so puckered about so many things that I would die. And Nicole is listening right now. She's probably nodding, saying, yeah, I can imagine what Jeremy would be like
here
in
I
the
am.
Dating world.
Dreaming about like a sleeved bartender, but you'd find me in like pottery.
Sure, yeah.
You'd find me in pottery class somewhere.
And then you go home and you see that she doesn't unplug her microwave when she leaves the house.
I can't do this anymore.
Right. And she doesn't, you know, check the garage door 7 times to make sure it's down.
Whatever.
You would go out
Whatever.
Of your mind.
Maybe for like
you
a month or two.
You have found a woman who puts up with your persnickety self.
Oh,
she
know.
Is a catch for you.
I know I'm already going to be in trouble for even talking about this.
So. Right.